Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Man to Man Radio.
Welcome to Man Radio with Richard Hall and Chris Smith, where the focus is raw, uncut conversation about love, life, and family, and a little bit more. Your comments are welcome, so dial in. The number is 646-200-3148. Man to Man Radio. Let's get this show started.
You busted. It's all on your grill.
All right, what's good? What's good? Welcome to Man Radio. I'm your host, Richard Hall. And you know I can't do this show without my brother from another mother, Chris Smith, a.k.a. Cavey. What's good, Chris?
Man, sitting in this cave, chilling, waiting on to do this show, man. It's been too long.
Hey, you know, I'm kind of feeling
it here.
You ain't got no damn TV in the cave, huh?
Got no goddamn TV in the cave.
A.k.a. Cavey. Oh, man, it does feel good to be back, man. Oh, God. Man, I had the best vacation ever, Chris. I had the best vacation ever. Man, so, okay. Yeah, man, for the first time, it's my first time ever, like, really going on vacation. Like, for real, like, planning it, you know, a year in advance. Me and my wife and a few friends, you know, we flew out to Miami. And we were we stayed in Fort Lauderdale for a few days, and then we hopped on the cruise ship, man. And we cruised to the Caribbean, man. We went to Ocho Rios, Jamaica, and the Cayman Islands. Like, man, it just felt good, like, to be in the middle
living
of the
life.
Ocean. Man, it felt good. I can't wait to go next year. I can't wait.
How long did you guys go for?
We were gone, what, it was like 6 days. It was 6 days, man. But we were gone completely for like 7-8 days. But we were cruising for like 6 days. Yeah, it was worth it.
And then came back needing a vacation from vacation, right?
Man, you know, that was the hardest thing. Like, you know, because my birthday, it's funny you say that, Chris. It's funny you say that because low-key, you know, everything was perfect. Everything was perfect on the cruise. Everything was perfect at, like, the hotel we stayed at when we were gone. And then right when it's time to come home, we go through hell, you know, as far as flying back. Man, we stopped in Phoenix. The flights were 3-4 hours delayed. One of my friends had to stay overnight in Phoenix. And then, man, it was all bad. And then, you know, you say we needed a vacation from the vacation. Monday was my birthday. Monday the 7th was my birthday. Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. So my wife, you know, she wakes up and she's like, all right, let's go. She's still in vacation mode. So, you know, she plans this full-on day at the day spa, at the day spa. So we went over there and hopped in the waters and got massages and got in the mud and all this other type of stuff, man. It was just off the hook, man. I mean, it was hard to get back going, let me tell you. It was hard, man. I'm tired. I didn't want to come home. Luckily, I got these kids.
Right. They'll put you back in reality real quick.
Yeah, for real. But, you know, like, you've been to Jamaica before, right?
Yeah, I went actually for my honeymoon.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. You hear that, right?
I hear it.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Look, I'm sitting up here trying to figure out, I said, what music is this? Is there music in the background?
Yeah, that's the birthday song. Okay, Tony, thank you, baby. I appreciate it. Well, you know, you've been to Jamaica, man, and for the first time, you know, I'm there. So everybody, of course, is trying to, you know, they're trying to sell me weed. Every single person in Jamaica is trying to smoke. You want some smoke? You want some smoke? You want some smoke? I mean, this is hey, Hey, I can't even make it up, Chris. Me and my wife, we were sitting down eating lunch at a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got to have some jerk, whatever when you're in Jamaica.
Oh,
and so,
that's a must.
You know, so we sitting there, man, and this dude, like, comes by. He was like, hey, bro, I'm a Rastafari, man. You want some smoke? You want some smoke to take on the ship with you? You on the cruise, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm on the cruise, but I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm good. He was like, oh, you don't smoke? I said, I didn't say that. I'm just like, I was like, but no, I'm good. And so then he was like, oh, you don't want smoke? You want some cocaine? I'm like, come on, man, really?
Come on, man. You know, like, you know, them people be out there really trying to turn up.
Man, I didn't realize what it was like. I was like, yo, man. So of course, you know, I said no and went back to eating dinner and stuff. But one thing I did drink that I never had in my life, and I'm sure you probably had it, was Jamaican rum.
Oh, yeah, it's nice and smooth.
Dude, 63%. Yo. Man.
I said, I was going to say either that or a Red Stripe beer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I definitely had that. Man, I definitely had that, man. I definitely had some Red Stripe beer and everything, man. I'm loving the vacation so much, man. I can't wait to go back next year. You know, we planning to go to Cuba, you know, so I can meet some of my family out there in Cuba and probably going to like the Eastern Caribbean next year, man. You got to roll. You should roll next year, man.
Yeah, let me know, man. I'll start putting my bottles and everything together, you know, starting to take them on Saturdays, and, you know, I might be able to swing that.
That's what's up. So Chris, so look, man. You know, when I got back in town, you hit me up and you were like, yo, we got to do this topic, you know, and I understood where you were coming from, you know, so we have the title, you know, is going out too much affecting your relationship, but I think it was a little bit deeper. So enlighten me a little bit on what you're talking about with this topic tonight.
Well, and it's more so for, like, you know, if it is causing issues within your relationship, but then also just as far as, are you allowed to go out? Because, you know, I have some fellas that can't go out, or they can only go out if their girls go out. Or
hold on, they need a permission slip?
Oh, yeah. They won't admit to it, but at the end of the day, if I ask you every single time, or if you got other people asking and you can't go, I would call it a permission slip, wouldn't you?
I mean, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, see, I'm ready to dive into this right now because low key. All right, look, let's take a break and let's just dive right into it because I'm ready. Like when I heard permission slip, come on, dog, really?
Hey, man, it's a lot of them out there too. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, man, look, okay, you're listening to Man Radio. If you're not dialed in yet to listen to the show, or you're listening to the show and you want your friends to call into the show, fellas, ladies, look, fellas, call in, all right? We want to hear what's going on. You know, is going out too much affecting your relationship? The number to call in is 646-200-3148. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, man, look, if you need a permission slip to listen to the show, something's wrong, all right? So we'll be right back, man. You're listening to Man Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you ever passed a sister or brother and was taken by their beautiful skin and hair? Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret, and that secret is Shades of Africa. Shades of Africa carries products for that beautiful hair and beautiful skin. They carry a wide range of natural hair and skincare products, as well as aroma oils, burning oils, authentic African jewelry, art, and artifacts. So for all your fine African products, visit Shades of Africa in two locations, in the city of Corona at 114 East 6th Street and in the city of Long Beach at 1001 East 4th Street. You can contact them by phone in Corona at area code 951-284-7888 and in Long Beach by dialing area code 562-436-2210. Shop in person or online by going to www.shadesofafrica.com. That's Shades of Africa, AFRIKA. When shopping in person or ordering by phone, mention Hot Topics Talk Radio for 15% off your purchase. Shades of Africa, for the mind, body, and spirit.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Man to Man Radio. For more information on our sponsors, also to check out some of the other shows on the Hot Topics Talk Radio Network, go over to the website. The website is hottopicstalkradio.com. And then, you know, just hit that little /... and put sponsors in there so you could check out the sponsors, you could check out the shows, all that good stuff. So, Chris, right before we went to break, man, I mean, that leaves such a bad taste in my mouth when I hear, like, permission slip. Like, who needs a permission slip, like, to go out? Like, something has to be going on deeper in a relationship, man. Like, enlighten me a little bit more on where you were going with, man, before we went to break.
Well, and then most of the time, you know, that is the case. Like, I know I got a boy that's kind of in that situation where he had some issues, you know, we're in the beginning of their relationship. So it's kind of like the only time he can go out is if she's going out. But if he tries to go out without her, it's an issue. Or if there's a bunch of attitude that comes with it. But to be honest with you, it's not always just from the man side of it, too, because I know some men that actually trip out on women when they go out, or they have issues with their women that like to go out with their friends and stuff. But in this situation right here that I was telling you about, I just know that it's a couple of my buddies that when they want to go out, it's like they have to talk to their wives first. Their wives have to be okay with it, or their girls have to be okay with it. And I'm like this. I don't own you. So at the end of the day, I can't never tell you what you can and can't do. At the end of the day, all I ask is for respect. Tell me where you're going. You know, at the end of the day, we have an unsaid rule as far as what time you can get home. Anybody that goes to the club, you already know. You're going to be out around like 1 or 2 in the morning. So at the end of the day, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, it's like 4 o'clock is really pushing it. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to say anything. Now, 5, 6 in the morning, That's a whole different story. We ain't in New York, so, and like I said, shouts out to my New York people, because at the end of the day, that's how you party all night. out in L.A., shit shut down around 1:30, 2 o'clock. So you might go get something to eat, but at the end of the day, you know you in a relationship, get your ass home. Don't be coming in at 5, 6 in the morning.
because bad things happen around that time. Ain't nothing good happening around that time, 5 in the morning. So here's the thing, like, low-key, I have mixed feelings about this, because I think if you go out too much, it's a problem. And what I mean by that is, if you're going out, like me, I'm married, right? Everybody knows that already, but I'm married. I don't see myself going to the club, you know, 2-3 times, you know, every day of the week, unless they're paying me to be there. Like, unless I'm a bouncer, or I'm a bartender, or... you know, or my wife, she doesn't, you know, she's not going to the club, you know, 2-4 times a week, you know, because it's all about balance, you know? I mean, but at the same time, I don't think a man or a woman should have to get a permission slip. I think it's almost like that, like just mutual respect for each other. You know, if you're going out that much during the week, then something's wrong. There's a deeper issue in the relationship.
I keep hearing you say that much, and I'm curious to see what you think is like a lot, or, you know, as far as when you say that much you're going out. What's your number on that?
I guess it's hard to say a number, because, if I'm going out, because that's good.
Instead of a week, let's go on and say within a month.
Okay. But you know what? I mean, with all seriousness, let's say – like, okay, last night I went out, right? One of my buddies, I went out by myself. I invited my wife to roll, but she didn't want to roll, you know, and she was cool. She was fine staying at home, chilling and everything. And I stayed, and I was out to about 12 o'clock, 12:30, something like that. And my buddy, he does this karaoke. He hosts a karaoke like every Wednesday, right?
Okay.
And so he's been telling me, he's like, oh, man, you got to roll through. I'll get you for some free drinks and this and that. You got to come up and sing and come on, you know, roll out. And so I made the decision. I was like, all right, I'm going to roll out. And I asked my wife, I was like, babe, you want to roll? And she was like, no, I don't feel like it. Okay, cool. I said, well, I'm going to go, you know, and I'll be back a little later on. She was like, okay, well, have fun. And that was it. I didn't sit there and say, babe, excuse me. I was wondering, if it's okay, I mean, look, I don't want to overstep my boundary here.
When I say a permission slip, I mean, like, you done went out a couple times, and then your wife, and then you tell her, yeah, I'm going out tonight. And then she'd be like, where are you going? It's like that tone or that attitude. That's what most men is trying to avoid right there. So what I'm saying is had to have been a time in your life where she was looking at you like, when you coming back?
In the beginning when we were first dating. See, that's why I guess it really depends on what phase you're at in your relationship, because in the beginning, you know, because she was so used to like her other relationship, my girl would always be like, oh, where you going? Where you at? Who you with? You know, what you doing? You know, why?
Yeah.
And I kind of stopped that. I was like, babe, I don't do that. Now, one thing that I do for her is I check in with her, you know, because women, they get concerned, you know, they get concerned. So I'll check in. Hey, babe, you good? Just letting you know I made it over here. Things like that, because, you know, she looks for her security within our relationship. You know what I mean? My job is to give her that security. Right. So if she's worried about me, then I'm not doing my job and making her feel secure, you know. And so, and vice versa, like,
I hear that.
I worry about my girl too. Like, if she's out and it's 1:30, you know, I'll worry about her, you know, hey, you good? Because, you know, women, they're pretty, they're out there by themselves, things like, anything can happen, Chris. Anything can happen.
To be honest with you, I don't bother her. My girl doesn't go out like that. So when she does
Bothering is different.
What I mean by bother, because that's probably not the right choice of words, but the thing is I'm like, when you go out, just have fun. All I ask is that if it gets too late, you let me know, hey, I'm on my way home. But I choose not to really, like, say anything to her within that moment, because at the end of the day, like, she doesn't get out that often. So I don't want her to feel like she has to be looking at her phone or, you know, checking it. And, I mean, at one point, like, she used to always text me or call me when I was out, especially when I would go to like a Laker game or something. But then I had to tell her one time, like, look, you know what I'm doing. So at the end of the day, like, don't call me doing a Laker game. You know where I'm at.
Yeah.
Like, let me enjoy this game. I'll text you when I'm out of here, let you know what's going on. But if you already know where I'm going and I'm doing something or I'm paying attention to something, don't call me. Don't text me. And I know that sounds
cool. No, that's true.
The thing is, we spend so much time, and what a lot of men do is, well, I can't even say a lot of men. There are some men that, you know, once they get into a relationship, you know, they feel like, okay, this is where they have to be. They go anywhere they have to be with their girls. And I'm the type of man where it's like, at the end of the day, I spend time with my family and I do my thing with them. But then I want my alone time. Like, I want to go out with my boys, have some drinks.
Yeah, me too.
Or go play
That's what
ball,
I'm saying.
Go to the gym.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
I just went running. I just went running last week with my boy. My boy is a bodybuilder. So it's like, you know, he's like, hey, I'm trying to, you know, get my body back in shape for these shows. So I said, look, I'm only trying to get about a quarter of what you're doing. So, you know, we're going to get out here. I'm going to do some of what you're doing. I ain't doing it all because I ain't trying to look like you. I just want to get a little bit of that. So, you know, we went running and stuff. We went out and had some breakfast after that, nice little healthy breakfast. And it was just cool because, like I said, you need that time to get away, you know?
Right. No, that's true. That is very true, man. It's like, relationship is a partnership. It's not really ownership. And, you know, if you want to be better for your partner, you definitely need your alone time. You do. Mm-hmm. I mean, let your hair down, because, you know, you got kids, you got your wife, you got your job. You know, sometimes you just literally want to break away from everything and have a beer. I mean, that's what I did last night. I broke away from everything.
You got to understand. You got to understand. Some people don't understand that kind of stuff. Like, I kind of understand the way I have to do things. So I don't hang out that often, but let's just say I hang out at least twice in a month. I know my ass ain't going nowhere for the rest of the month. Like, you're not gonna see me going out no more by myself, or because at the end of the day, I know that I've put all my efforts into other places, and now I have to focus on my home, at least for the rest of the month. And to be honest with you, it's not really about the month. It's more so about gauging her and seeing where she's at with it. Because if she's like, well, damn, you know, you went out and feel like I haven't seen you, that's an issue on my end. So that's where I checked out. But you had some girls that trip right off the back. It's like, why you got to go out with them? How come I can't go? And that tripped me out.
that is a trip. I mean, but at the same time, I guess it really matters where you're at in your relationship. If there's a good connection in your relationship, then then it shouldn't really bother you. Because, like, it sounds like you and your girl are in a good place. So when she goes out, you know, it doesn't bother you. And when you go out, it doesn't bother her. And that's the same thing with me and mine. You know, my girl, she don't text, don't do all that. And she's not all extra and everything. Maybe because I figured out balance. Maybe that's the key, balance.
And balance and having your balls. Fellas, if you ain't going out, you want to go out because your balls ain't underneath you. Attach your balls back to your body so you can start doing the things that you like to do to have fun.
Yeah, that happens a lot. You know, guys, they lose themselves, like, completely, I think. And women do it, too. Women will completely lose themselves within a man, and, you know, men lose themselves, too, within, you know, a woman. You know, so look, let's see. I want you, you know, if you're listening to the show right now and you got something to say, you know, press one. Press the one button to alert our producer that you want to talk with us, because we want to hear what you guys think about this. I mean, is going out too much, you know, does it affect your relationship? And if so, how does it affect your relationship? What's happened? What's been the ramifications from this? What was the cause and effect? Like, what happened? You know, do you not have a problem mm-hmm. with it? Are you good with it? You know, so
are
if you want to press one.
It?
Yeah. Yeah. Be honest about it. Because, see, this is the thing. Like, a lot of women, Chris, I think they try to micromanage men about the whole where you going, where you at, and things like that, because they honestly think that their man is getting ready to cheat on them. You know,
and I
think
I
that's
agree
why
I and a disagree. I agree and disagree.
Okay.
You know, one
it's
of the
machine gun
realize,
question.
Well, yeah, and when I look at it, it's more so because when I hear guys tell me they have that kind of relationship with their girl, the first thing I always ask is, has she ever caught you cheating or something? And 9 times out of 10, that's normally what it is. So I'm going to tell you like this. If you done cheated on your girl and this is why she questioned you like that, you open that door up on your own. So don't be mad at your girl for basically saying that you ain't going to get me twice. You know?
Right.
And
but that's what
that's,
I'm saying.
That's just what it comes with it.
Right. That's true. But see, a dude, like anybody who wants to cheat, low-key, they're going to cheat regardless.
Regardless.
And, you know, they can be the dude that comes home every day after work and he's chilling and everything. He goes to the gym and everything's structured. If he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat. Point blank period. You know,
right.
So micromanaging him even more is only going to push him away. Would you agree with
but
that?
I'll tell you, I definitely agree with that. But I'll tell you one thing that's actually interesting is that there are a lot of men that micromanage their women too.
Oh,
and
definitely.
I
controlling. Yes.
Look,
say it, Chris. Say it.
I'm going to be quiet.
Say it.
I'll give you an example, and it made me sad because this is one of my closest boys. And I was like, I just didn't understand why he was so territorial over her. Like, he really needed to know anything and everything that was going on. So just to give you the breakdown,
wow.
He'd be like, so what you doing today? She'd be like, oh, I'm going to go because I got to go get some gas. Then where you going after that? I'm trying to go to my mom's house and go hang out. Then what you doing after that? I'll probably go over to my cousins because I haven't seen them in a while. Then what you doing after that? I need to go to the grocery store.
Oh, hell no.
No. Listen. And then she'll be like, and then I'm probably going to come home. And then he'll be like, well, call me when you leave the gas station. Well, call me when you leave the bathroom. Well, call me when you leave your car. And I'm looking at this, and I'm like,
ain't no way.
Man,
ain't no way.
My boy. Like, you know, we done been out here doing all type of crazy things. And I'm like, I
hope you pulled him to the side.
Nah, man, he don't put nobody to the side on us. So that's his relationship.
You didn't pull him to the side and be like, dog, you good? Like, you didn't, like, something might be going on with him to ask that many questions to his woman. Like, if it was my friend doing some crazy shit like that, I'd be like, dog, you good? I'm like, you all right?
Hey,
everything all right with y'all?
If that's what works for them, that's what works for them.
Well, look, man, we got a caller after that. I think you stimulated somebody to call in, bro, after saying that. So we got a caller calling in from the 916. Welcome to Man Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Rita, and I'm calling from Sacramento.
Hey, how you doing?
How
you said
doing?
Your name is Vera?
I'm good. I was on Facebook, and I was commenting, and they said calling the show, so I sat up and listened to y'all for a while. So,
oh, well, thank you.
I just wanted to hear what y'all man was talking about. But so the question here was, you know, what do you do when your spouse or partner spends a lot of time in the club? See, what I'm hearing, y'all only saying like, you know, we're partial, but a lot of time in the club partying without the spouse, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. See,
yeah,
according
to the post, I'm reading.
I agree.
That is a problem because, see, if you're spending a lot of time without your partner in the club, then something's going down.
Exactly.
I agree.
I was hearing a brother say before, well, you know, like maybe twice a month or something like that. We all need, when you're in a relationship, you need your me time. And I think it's about respect. If your man or your woman going to the club, well, babe, after work or if I come home first, I'm going to the bar for a beer, right? That's, you know, look at the game or something. That's no problem. But if you're partying all the time in the club, what is attracting you to that? And you in a relationship? What,
exactly.
The cheating, straight up.
No, that's true.
And you know what?
That is true.
You said right there. But hold on, I'll tell you what's key, what you said right there. And I think, to be honest with you, it depends on what you're spending your time doing when you are having your me time. Because if your me time is clubbing like that, then yeah, definitely that's a problem right there. But like you said, if your me time is going to the bar, just going to the gym, stuff like that is cool. So yeah, you're definitely right. It depends on what you're doing when you're doing your me time.
Right.
And if you respect your spouse, there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong, babe or honey. You know, I'm going to be here. That's love and respect. You're going to do that.
Absolutely.
Not that I got to report it to you, but you're going to do
Absolutely.
That because love compels you and respect compels you to tell your spouse, babe, I'm going to be here. It could be an emergency. You need to know where you're at, especially in these days you live in. You know what I'm saying? So out of respect, when I was, I'll be right back. I'm going to the store, honey. But, you know, I'm going to keep tabs on my man like that. I was a side chick dating a guy, and every time she walk out the door, she calling him, where you at, every 5-3 minutes. That runs a man away.
Damn, yeah, you know what? You just spoke some wisdom right there. See? A woman came on here and said that runs a man away, and I just said that, Chris. I just said all those questions like that will push us away. I'm glad you said that, girl. I'm really glad you said that because low-key, a lot of women don't realize, and I think, like you said, Chris, us men, we can be guilty of that too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We could be pushing our woman out the door to another man that's just kind of chill because we micromanage too much.
Well, I think men push women, you know? I think men push women by neglect, that emotion, the mental need, that's it, because I cheated on my dude once, but then he was neglecting me. And men and women push men away with that control and that nagging. Like, let that man breathe. Let him hang with the homies. You understand?
Oh, girl.
Men got to breathe.
Say
men have to breathe.
It.
You can't
be
on your man like that.
Hang.
You got to push him into the hands of another. And then a lot of women, they beat men down. You push him to the clubs. You push him in the arms of another man. When we should be building each other up with a team.
But we
carry each other down in each relationship.
See, I like Rita.
No, really. We carry each other down in each relationship. Instead of building our men up, that's what team
that's
is.
Right.
You know.
Let me ask you this question. And so, in your relationship, do you take time to do things on your own, like to go out with your friends, or you know, your you time? Or are you always based off just within your couple or within your relationship?
Well, I love being with my man, but then I must. It's a must for me, according to my personality. I need my me time. I don't mind my man. As long as I get in the mornings when we wake up, give me my time. Give me my sex, my morning sex. Just do us first, and then you go out here with me. Then I got all the time. You doing you. I'm doing me while you go. And then when you come back tonight at a reasonable time, then, you know, I'm happy to see you. Dinner ready, your bath, I'm ready to do you up. You know what I'm saying?
See, okay. See, now hold on. See, she just gave y'all, she gave women, if women are listening to this show, she gave women a golden secret right now. I swear she did, Chris. You know what that secret was, Dom?
What?
She gave a golden secret. She said, before we start the day, I give him some a little bit. See, she don't let her man leave with a loaded weapon. She don't let her man leave the house with a loaded weapon. Because if he leave his house with a loaded weapon, he's going to shoot it somewhere, possibly.
Oh, he be drained before he leave here.
See?
You know, because he be excited to want to come back home for some more. You know what I'm saying?
See?
Rita.
Oh, I love Rita.
Rita, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for calling and for keeping these streets safe from these loaded weapons.
Keeping these streets safe from the side chick, huh?
Right.
That's what's up. Thanks for calling, Rita.
I
like Rita's attitude, Chris. She was
yeah,
bomb.
Rita was dope. No, but see, that's the type of stuff that more women need to hear, though, because she said a lot of things that help, you know, young women and older women kind of understand how to understand a man within this. So that was dope.
Yeah, I like that because, you know, she was speaking all the way real, man. Like, she literally spoke from the heart, like, all the way real. You can tell that she loves her dude, man. And you can tell that she loves herself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you can tell, like, in her words and her conviction that she loves herself enough to love her man. You feel me?
Well, and I think that's where, you know, when you are within a relationship, you do have to kind of keep in mind who you are, because you can lose yourself within a relationship. You get caught up in the kids and your everyday work and your normal just day-to-day things that you forget to actually pay attention to yourself and take time. That's the reason why, like I said, I go out with my boys. I hang out and do certain things because my thing is this. I work my butt off every single day of the week like I'm supposed to. The kids are with me every day of the week like they're supposed to. And at the end of the day, when I'm tired, I say, you know what, Dad, I need you to come get them. Or I'll be like, hey, I want to go do this. You want to go? Cool. Nah, because I'm going and doing it anyway. And me, like I said, we have that understanding where when we need to get away, we get away. And like I said, she has her friends. I had to actually talk to her about doing it more because that wasn't something she really was used to doing. She was just used to being under me. And I'm like, look, for us.
Well, of course, in the beginning of the relationship, it's like that, though. You know how it is.
I'm talking about 10, 12 years in, man.
Oh, okay.
But it was just that was the way the relationship was going, was it was just more like it's just always about us. But then I had to let her know, like, look, for us to become better and for us to continue to maintain our friendship, we have to not only have our time, but we have to have our separate time, too, where we can talk amongst other people and hear how other people are doing their things, or just be around other people in relationships and do the things that they do or don't do the things that they do, you know what I mean? To kind of get that balance on how we can keep our relationship going, though. So, you know, like I said, getting out is important. And my dad always tells me that. He always tells me, you know, one thing I always admire about you is you handle your business at home, but you still find time for yourself. And that's what I got to tell them. I got to give that message out to women and men. Find time for yourself because it's very important.
It is. And since you said find time for yourself, let's find time for this next caller calling in from the 510, Chris. Because I want to hear, you know, 510, that's where my family's at. You know, I got family in the Bay. That's in the Bay.
Okay.
That's 510. I'm just saying. I know 510 area code. So 510, where you calling from? What's your name? Welcome to Man to Man Radio.
Hey, how you doing? This is Mr. Research calling from Oakland.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Research? How you doing, brother?
Hey, how you doing? So I do this thing called Alpha Male Wisdom on YouTube, and I would just suggest to you about your topic. What happens a lot of times is people get into relationships, even if it's a job, to help define themselves, which is the wrong thing you should do.
Right.
Or they get into a church to define themselves. So what I'm going to say is in the reverence of a person going to a church. You're not supposed to go to a church, be in a marriage, or go to a job or a relationship to find out who you are as a quote-unquote Christian, Islamic, whatever. You're supposed to find that out through your personal challenge.
Exactly.
So just like you guys said a moment ago, you have to find out who you are away from this relationship before you can even be in it.
That's true.
Too many people,
hold on. That's true, but that's kind of not true because you have to understand, too, within a relationship, you become a different person. So you're always...
Well, you guys grow together.
Figure out who you are. Like,
here's where I disagree with it. We all know there's an alpha and omega. So you also, so y'all always got to remember before you get to the gray area, you got to do the beginning. So when you say it's not true, I disagree with that because you always have to originate before you can be a part of. If all of us are going into business, we all sit up here and rely on the fact that we know what we're talking about. We done did our little research. It's more than just money. Mm-hmm. I can't say, okay, brother number two, he ain't all together on that. And then me and brother number one get together and be like, hey, man, look, that's your boy. You got to school your boy. You like, man, look, we all in business. You see what I'm saying? So you don't have that it's true, but it's not true element, because as
I'll give you an example. Why it's true, but not true. Because when you get, say, let's just say you get married at 25, you have no kids.
Let's say 23.
No, let's just say 25, because it's a balanced stage. You're starting to really understand life. So when I say 25, you have no kids. You're probably moving up within your career and things are starting to look a little bit different. But then you hit 30 and you probably have a kid by then. So the same person you were at 25 is not the same person that you are within your 30s, because guess what? You're a whole lot more mature. You have children, which has changed your whole mindset. So the reason why I say it's true but not true, because at the end of the day, there are certain situations in your life that change who you are, and you have to find out who you have become.
Right. But you're talking about evolution. You're not talking about as you are. Let me walk with you on your same theory.
If we're all
caterpillars on a leaf, chewing a leaf, and the other brother starts sprouting butterfly wings, he's changing based on your own analogy. But it's up to him to remember he was once a caterpillar and didn't have no wings. He has to decide whether he looks down upon us now that he got his wings.
I need you to do me a favor. Break this down into some lay terms for everybody that's not wanting to know.
Yeah, because not everybody can understand.
Give us an example from relationship to something that you can help people to understand.
Very simple. Stick into a relationship. I could sit up here and poison somebody, my behavior, if I don't look at me in the mirror every now and then and strive for perfection. There was a song that said it best, written by Swedish girl Bjork. Every day I wake up and I throw little parts of myself off a cliff just so it doesn't endanger you and the love that you're giving me.
Okay.
That's interesting. That's how that has to be. And when you're going out, you have to be yourself so that when you come and couple back up, you're a better redefined self, using your argument. You're a better redefined self, because lastly, and I'm going to share the mic after I say this, lastly, we as men sometimes take on too many, especially urban men, we take on too many female talking points and female traits of how we think this relationship stuff should go. And then when we go outside of America, we realize the other men, the Frenchmen, the Spanish men, they're totally different than how we've been trained in this American urban understanding. And their women have reverence for them because they operate totally different.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Interesting.
And that's from the Bay.
No doubt. Hey, Mr. Research, stay on with us, man. I'm glad you called in, man, because you had some good, solid points, man. So thank you for your insight, brother, for sure. I really appreciate it, man, because it was some good stuff. Listening to the show, man. If you want to talk again, press 1 so you can alert our producer, man, because you dropped some knowledge. Some of the stuff it went over the head and under the feet of some of the listeners. I know it did.
Yeah, it went over mine. That's why I said that.
I was with him.
A little bit.
I loved it. I was with him. So good call. Definitely. Good job, Mr. Research. Thank you so much, bro.
I'll tell you, when he was talking about just as far as in other countries and stuff and just how men date their women, and you know, part of it is because their society is a lot different from ours. So when he said the men pick up the female traits or, you know, how to be in a relationship, well, I mean, look at the stuff, especially urban men. Look at the stuff that we're basically drawn to, TV, social media. So a lot of that is the education.
Or single mothers. Have mothers. You know, to add to what you're saying, maybe, you know, over here in the States, you know, you have a lot of single mothers raising their sons.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how they're picking up a lot of these feminine ways, you know. You know, or it could be insight. You know, because it depends on whatever. Everybody has to find their magic within that relationship, you know. So I don't think a clear, defined, like, I can't tell you, Chris, what's going to work for you and your wife. You know what I mean? Like, you found your magic within you and your wife, and you guys hold on to your magic. You know, me and my wife, we found our magic and we hold on to our magic. You know, I think every relationship is different. So, you know, there has to be that push-pull. I do believe that the men has to be in their right masculine position in the relationship, and women can be in their, you know, feminine position, because a woman does want a real man. She's not marrying her right. girlfriend. You know, she's not marrying her sister girl. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? She's marrying her man.
The thing that I like about this conversation is across the board, it's pretty much in agreement that you do need to go out on your own. Because I've heard some people that say, well, no, we married. So at the end of the day, like, everything we do together. And it's like, good for you. You know what I mean? It's nothing wrong with it. But at the end of the day, it's like, I feel like you should always have time to yourself. Now, at the end of the day, if that's what you love to do and just be with your person all the time, it's nothing wrong with it. But at the end of the day, if you're that man that's wanting to go out, but you can't because of certain situations, or, you know, vice versa, if the woman is that same situation, then that's a problem. And you have to address that, because you'll start to lose yourself. And that's where I'm going with pretty much all of this, is that at the end of the day, you always, just like, you know, I can't even think of his name right now, but, you know, the brother that just called in right now.
Oh, Mr. Research.
Yeah. That's basically what he was saying, you know, just as far as just understanding who you are. But he took it actually a lot deeper, though, because basically
he did.
Saying to understand who you are before even almost like before entering in a relationship or being in a relationship. But like I said, you have no way of knowing who you are until you're in an actual situation. You never lose who you are as far as the values and the person that you came up with. But mm-hmm. some of your morals will change. Some of your decision-making will change. And yeah, you can call that evolution, but you can also just call that growth. You know, I don't know if I want to look as deep as evolution. I just want to call it life experiences.
Well, yeah, people evolve.
Become a better person. Right.
Yeah, I don't know if I would use evolution, but people definitely evolve. Like,
evolve
one of my main
evolution.
Things.
It's all the same.
Same thing. Right. It's all the same. But, you know, I just, you know, the word evolution. But people evolve. Like, I've grown in my relationship with my wife. You know, I was all about getting money, and I'm still about getting money. But, mm-hmm. you know, my
as
wife used to tell me, yeah, I'm still about getting money. But my wife, she would, you know, she would say certain things to me back in the day when we were dating. You know, she would be like, oh, you know, I just want you to hear, and I want to be here, and this and that. And, you know, I'm making moves, you know, I'm going on business trips, and I'm doing this and doing that. And I'm like, look, if you want somebody that's just going to spend nothing but time with you, you see all those brothers right there hanging out by the liquor store, go get with one of them. They got nothing but time. Like, I gotta make moves. I gotta do things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but then, you know, one of my older friends, Kenny, you know, he taught me a valuable lesson. You know, he said, Rich, put your family first and find balance. Balance.
Mm-hmm.
Find balance. Because if you find balance, yeah, you definitely need it. Because, like, you know, if you and I decide to go kick it and hang out for a little while, you know, we're going to hang out till 2-3 in the morning. We've done it. We've done it before in Vegas. Where both of our women, you know, they're chilling and everything. And you and I, we out, we took a bunch of pictures with all these girls and everything like that. It really just depends on where you're at. But you remember? Remember, we had a great time. Remember all the girls up there in front of the casino? We both had those big-ass drinks.
Yeah, that we finished.
That we did finish. I mean, I almost passed out. But yeah, that was a good time. Wait, hold on. We can't talk about Vegas. It's supposed to stay out there in Vegas.
Yeah. Let's leave that alone. See what you did.
Man, my bad. I was back in vacation mode, man. I told you I'm still in vacation mode, Chris.
But to be honest with you, when you talk about that balance, and, you know, like, I'll be honest, like, there was a point maybe a few years ago, I turned down a job for the Nike Corporation, and they start you off at $80,000 a year. And I really wanted that job. Like, I was like, but let me tell you the only thing with it.
Wait, you turned it down?
Turned it down. Plus benefits, plus, what is it, bonuses. But this was the key.
Yeah.
You're only home once, I think, you're home 1 week out of the month. The rest of the time you spend traveling, going to all the different events, different locations, making sure everything is running smoothly, putting different projects together. And for me, that's just, it wasn't how I was raised. Like, I was raised to be home like to take my kids to school, not to school, but to practice and to be a coach and, you know, be there for the game. So I just couldn't see that for my life. So as far as the balance went right there, I've just been blessed to have two jobs that gave me great schedules to be able to be the type of man I wanted to be for my family.
See, that's dope. See, that's really dope, man, that you made that decision based on what you wanted in your life. And, you know, God provided a way, low key. That's what happened, you know, like, and you know, because I went through something similar. You know, I was gone so much, Chris. It was like I was visiting my kids, man, and visiting my wife. It was that scary. You know, a few years ago, you know, when I was working in the music industry, you know, I was traveling and going and different sets and all type of stuff, man. It was crazy. It was like I left my wife to low-key do everything on her own. And like a soldier, she handled all the business. You know, she did her thing. But for me as a man, you know, I didn't want that for my children because, you know, I grew up, you know, where my father wasn't around every day. He wasn't.
Right.
You know, and low key, man, you know, granted, some people can be entourage, you know, like the TV show. And there's some men that are the Bill Huxtables. Yeah. There's some men that are the Heathcliff or Mr. Huxtable, Dr. Huxtables of the world. And Phil, Uncle Phil's, you know, and me personally, I had to relate to the Uncle Phil's of the world or the Dr. Huxtables, minus not the other stuff. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was one of those things where I had to change my life around too, you know, and I enjoy that. I enjoy being at home with my kids. I enjoy being at home with my wife, you know, but at the same time, just like last night, I enjoy just going out and having a beer, just breaking away. Like one thing that I do every single day, you want to know what I do every single day, Chris?
What?
And not too many people know this. I don't know if you even know this. Every day, like at around probably about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, I leave my house. Either I'll take my dog for a walk late at night, or I'll get in my car and I'll run to the local, you know, gas station, and I fill up my little Polar Pop drink, and I talk to some of the workers, and I, you know, and I'll sometimes just drive around. Just so I can have my own time sometimes. No, I'm not getting old.
I'm going to fill me up my bottle, and I'm just having conversations out here. Hey, Sonny, how's it going?
Yeah. I like talking to people, man. I like talking to people, you know. Just sometimes, you know, you just need your own space, you know. Sometimes you do, you know. But if you're trying to find yourself in a club, or you're trying to escape something like in a club, or you just need that feeling, then I think you should look at your relationship, because, you know, there's probably some deeper issues on what you're running away from, you know.
Well, watch this. And I think that might be a little unfair to also judge that too, because
is it unfair?
There's kind of, and the reason why I say that,
because I'm not trying to be unfair.
But I just mean to kind of to put it in that aspect is, far as there being an issue, because look at it like this. Say if this person got pregnant or they became a parent real early in their lives. So now they're at the point where they're like, you know what? I didn't get to enjoy all this stuff. There are certain things that I wanted to do. And it's not more so about the relationship. It's just more so about the things that they missed that they want to experience. So I don't want to be unfair to those people too, because people that, you know, that actually stepped up and became those parents and then waited to actually get that time back, you know?
Yeah. No, that's what happened with my wife, man. You know, she had a child young, and then, you know, in our 20s, you know, she went out and I went out. We went out together, did our thing or whatever. And then, you know, I guess in our 30s, it just kind of changed where, you know, we still go out, but we go out together. You know what I mean? She doesn't really, you know, she likes to go out with her girlfriends, and I don't stop her. You know, I think it's cool. I think it's great that she has good friends that she can hang out with. You know, she don't want to see my crazy face all the time, or she dealing with the kids all the time. She need a break too. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, there's a lot of men that probably have a problem with it because they're not used to being parents to their own kids. So that's why they don't like to be at home. Then they gotta be a real parent.
Right, man. That is so sad. That is so sad. You're right. That's like some real truth right there, man. Some dudes don't even want to do that. You know, because me, when I'm chilling with the girls, man, we'll throw up the Xbox, man. We're playing. Or, you know, it's time for them to take their ass to sleep.
because I got school the next day. You know what I mean?
Right. I'll be honest with you. When my wife normally goes out and I know she's going out, I plan a date with my kids. So either we're going right. to go to the movies or we're going to go to the park. There's different things that we're going to do. We're not going to be sitting up in this house waiting on her to get back home. We got our own plan.
Right, exactly. Oh man, this is crazy. This was a good topic, Chris. I really enjoyed this conversation, man. You know, I wanted to hear from another caller. I know, you know, there's always that one caller that, you know, when we got like 5 minutes left, they press one just to say their last thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, right?
And then want to talk for the rest of the show. We'd be like, look, brother, sister, you should have called in
right.
when we had a whole hour.
Right, and then they're gonna be long-winded. So look, we got 10 minutes left on the show. Right now is the time to press one to let us know your thoughts. Is going out too much affecting your relationship? And if it is, how? How is it affecting your relationship? You know, so press one, have the courage. We'll bring you on with us real quick. You know, you want to take a quick break, Chris?
Yeah, let's do that. Give us some time to think.
Let's give us some time to think about it. Look, we're going to take a real quick break. Like when I say quick break, we're going to come right back and we're going to get into it. And if you have the courage, press one. You're listening to Man Radio. We'll be right back.
The Urban Sentinel, providing news that gives you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The amazing Urban Sentinel, featuring national news, community news, entertainment, sports, business, and national events. For all the news 7 days a week, visit their website at urbansentinel.com. The amazing Urban Sentinel, in digital and in print, in English and in Spanish. For additional information, ad placement, and print delivery, contact Reginald Kearney at area code 301-661-3989. The Urban Sentinel, where news is the only priority.
All right, y'all, you're back on Man to Man Radio. You're listening to Richard and Chris, a.k.a. Casey. You know, I like that Casey name. You know, Tony gave you that name, Casey. I like that.
Yes, you did. You gotta tell them why. You gotta tell them why they call me KB, though. See, so they can understand.
Hey, well, that's because you know. No, you
want me
tell
to go and
why.
Explain it? Okay.
Yeah, you explain it because I don't want to put your business in the streets. I don't want to be responsible.
So you go ahead and talk about it.
What is that?
They call me KB. I have no idea.
That was weird.
Wow. Okay.
That's weird. I don't know what it is.
Somebody's getting out their car.
It was a weird set. Maybe we got a caller that called in. I don't know. That was actually on the line. That was weird. All right, so go ahead.
So the reason why they call me KV is because at the end of the day, I'm all man. And I'm always going to say the things that I feel like, because I'm from the old school. I like the way things were done back then. Certain level of respect, certain level of the way men carried themselves, the way women carried themselves. I'm going to always keep it 100 with you on how things should be done. Might sound old-fashioned, but at the end of the day, guess what? Relationships was lasted longer, men were more respectful, and women knew their place. So, yeah, that's why.
Man, don't try to sugarcoat. Don't try to sugarcoat that. That sounds good. I like your explanation. The real reason why you cave is because
Get your ass in the kitchen, woman.
Drag him by the hair. Get your ass in the kitchen.
Hey, you got to stay in your lane. That's what females be doing. That you got to call me the cave. That's why they call me.
That's not it.
Tell you like it is.
That's not it. That's a good reason, man. So look, let's bring Tony on, man, because we got a few more minutes. Nobody pressed one. I wanted to hear like a final thought just in case from one of the callers, but I guess, you know, everybody that wants to talk tonight, you know, so let's bring Tony on, man.
I am here.
What's going on, girl? I know you have some thoughts on tonight. I know you do.
I already know what she's thinking about.
I'm not going to do it. I'm gonna be okay. Nice because I'm at one of those weeks where if I was to say something, it would be the end of Man to Man Radio.
Wait, I'm looking directly.
Wipe us off the map.
Yeah, they try. Hey, Chris, this is an inside joke. I'm looking at Tony right now. Did we do a good job?
You know what?
So Tony, what you saying? You said it was gonna be the end of Man to Man. What you saying? I ain't got the job.
You know what?
Right. That's an inside joke, y'all. I'm sorry. That's an inside joke, y'all. For the listeners, that was an inside joke, y'all. Sorry about that.
Yeah, really inside. Because you know what I'm so glad of is that when we get ready for these shows, see, a lot of people don't understand the behind the scenes. That's what they
right.
don't understand. And I think that a lot of times people think that, you know, when we get on these shows that, you know, it's all a show, you know, and we really don't have a good time. We really have a good time. And every one of us that is under this network, we share certain things, you know. So with these guys, oh, my God, before the shows, we're on actually trying to get everything together, get the equipment together. We're going over all of the, you know, the format. We're doing all kinds of different things. But during that 15-minute period, it's either something that happened in my day I share with them or their show with me, and then they just rag me for the rest of the show. So during the show, I'm actually communicating. I'm actually communicating with the guys. You know, during the show, I'm sending them messages. We're sending messages back. So some of the messages that go through is just insane. So you guys have no idea. These inside jokes will stay inside jokes.
Oh,
trust
my God.
Me,
yeah, they have to. They have
reveal.
To.
Hey, did you hear how she said that, though? Hey, look, she tried to cover her ass. She said, inside jokes will stay inside.
Right. I will never reveal. Never.
Ever.
Oh,
never.
My God.
So you got to tell us your thoughts tonight, Tony.
Yeah.
I have no thoughts. You know what? I was really, really, that's sad when a producer doesn't have a thought. But I was really listening to the show. I was really into it, you know. And, of course, you know, Mr. Research always comes on and gives us some wisdom. He drops it. You know, he does drop it.
Yeah.
I was a little confused on something, but I'm not going to go there. Okay.
Uh-oh.
It's not going
to
go there.
You're about to turn this show into a two-hour show.
No, I'm not.
I know it.
No, I'm not.
Mr. Research
going
to press that one button. I'm telling you.
God damn it, he did it.
See, I told you. I told you.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I said, look, this degree only goes so far, so I'm going to need you to say a little bit more and tell me what you're really talking about.
Hold on, but look,
you ever be listening to something and then you be like, God damn, did I get a GED or what? Like you so long, what's going on?
Yeah, that happens to us. But you know, I liked Rita, man. I liked Rita when she called in and she just dropped it, man. She spoke so true and just uncut, just raw. I loved it.
She's sending me messages as we're talking right now, and she's
sending
me a message that she has some show ideas to give you.
Oh,
nice.
Well, tell her she needs to like the page, Man to Man Radio on Facebook, and send all those show ideas too on there too. She needs to like our Facebook page so she can send some ideas on there too and interact with us. She needs to do that.
I'm sending it to her now.
Talk about it.
I'll tell you
one thing though. We have some good, strong women that come on these shows that actually have some really good things to say. We don't have a lot of men that come on here doing that. We do have some, but I'm going to be honest. Some of the women are really winning with the knowledge that they're bringing to the show. And I'm hoping we can get some more of the fellas to actually drop more knowledge like that. So, you know, we can be proud of y'all.
Man, but Chris, you know what? You just said something that was like magical. That's true. You know, it's like it makes me think that the women want men to man up so much. Like, they're really trying to give us that insight. You know
they're
what I mean?
Helping. Right.
They really want to give us men that insight to them. How to love them, how to you know, respect them, how they really see us. I love that, mm-hmm. man. I love
right.
that. I mean, mm-hmm. to build a meaningful right. relationship with Rita talking how she was talking, and then she was dropping some jewels of wisdom on some of the young, probably young or old women listeners that still, you know, ain't got it right.
Be careful.
You know,
hey, be careful.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, you know, that's, hey, well, no, what I'm saying is, you know, we, hold on.
Hold on.
Let's keep it all the way, let's keep it all the way real. Let's keep it old, Tony, let's keep it all the way real. There's some old, yes, I said old.
Old women, I'll be dead.
Yes, I said it,
Tony,
there are some, hold on, there's some, hold on, no, let me speak my piece. There are some old women that have, no, listen to what I'm saying. There are some mature women that don't always act mature, that don't have that, have that old wisdom. And so, you know, she gave them some wisdom, you know, so some old women listeners or mature women listeners need to take some of that game and implement. And then there's some old men, some old fools. You know, they're probably listening. Don't.
Hold on.
Right, hold go on. Ahead, Chris. What, man?
Now, why he removes the foot from his ass?
No, I didn't.
Man,
I'm not gonna do it.
No, watch. I'm just gonna go in and give some advice out there for you, and Tony, you can say amen once I'm done.
Oh now, man, here you go.
Never refer to any woman as old ever in your life, Tony.
I'm gonna say it.
Thank you.
I'm gonna say it,
Tony.
I'm going to say it.
Going to say it from the girl. Going to say amen. Because at the end of the day, don't ever.
You're just trying to get
to
some hand claps.
No, I'm just what I'm
you
trying to do is keep it real with
you
these brothers so they don't make the
but
mistake.
I got it,
no, no, no. So they don't make the same mistake. So
KB,
they don't make the same mistake.
KB's right, though.
Okay, I'll give him that. I'll give you that. I'll give you that, Chris. I'll give
Brother,
you that.
Brother, you ain't got to give it to me. I took it.
he robbed me on that one. But you know what I mean? I'm just saying, there's a lot of old fools out there, man. There's a lot of old fools. Yeah, there's a lot of old fools.
Yeah.
Old fools out there that don't get it yet. You know?
Tony, look. He's like, there's a lot of old guys out there, too. It's too late, brother. You already said it.
Man, let's close this show out. Man, Chris, it's been fun. It's been real.
Why we got to close it out?
Wait. Hey, Chris. Because they talking about me.
Hold on, I want to tell y'all about something right now, and I'm really excited in this moment. So, you know, y'all didn't get to know earlier, but I had to jump in the pool earlier this weekend for some reasons, you know, for being a bad parent I won't go into. But my phone has been off all week, and something told me to just plug it up right now, and it's actually charging and it turned on. I'm so excited.
Oh, wow.
You know what? That's HTTR magic. That's
HTTP.
Okay. Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we close out, Tony, we, do you have any final thoughts, Chris, since Tony don't have
question?
No final thoughts?
Do we have any
final thoughts on the show tonight?
my final thoughts is, like I said, and I always tell people this outside of this topic, love yourself. And also find yourself, take time for yourself. Don't be a selfish person, but at the end of the day, find time for yourself so you can always continue to maintain your happiness within inside, because nobody else can give that to you but yourself.
That's true. That's a good final thought. That's a good final thought.
I like
it. That's good, man.
I like it.
My final thought is real simple.
We didn't
my final
you.
Thought is real simple. Well, I'm going to tell you. How about that?
So, KV,
I'm going to tell you.
We'll be on for another 15 minutes. Go ahead.
You already know, Tony.
See? It wasn't even going to go like that. I was just going to say real something simple, the same advice that someone told me. Put your family first and keep it balanced. That's really the key. Keep it balanced and put your family first.
He deserves a hand clap for how quick that went. He deserves a hand clap for how quick that went.
That's my final thoughts on that show tonight. All right, now close the dang show out. Close it out now. Close it out.
All right, you trying to like, turn into Cavey or what? Oh my gosh.
No.
But he was trying to tell me about me a couple of minutes ago, right? Look at how these colors is coming out of him.
I tell you, boy, I go on vacation, I come back a new me, huh? It was all that Jamaica stuff. That's what's going on.
I'm gonna take you guys out with some music, man. You know, I was like partying in here by myself today, and I don't know why this song was on my mind.
Dropping it like it's hot.
I'm gonna play it as we go out. Yes, yes, that's exactly what I was doing.
He's dropping it like it's on fire.
You better. You've been listening to Man to Man Radio here with Richard Hall and Chris Smith. Thank you so much for joining us here on Man to Man Radio. You can catch Richard Hall and Chris Smith every Thursday night here at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 9 o'clock Central. Stop sending me messages. And 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Also, make sure to follow them right here on Blog Talk Radio under the Hot Topic Talk Radio Network, as well as on Facebook under Man, the number 2, Man Radio. Oh, my gosh. What a good show, you guys. Goodbye. And thank you so much to the callers, Rita and Mr. Research. We really enjoy your calls, and we always look forward to having you come back and sit in and join us again. Rita will be looking for those topics, okay? So go ahead and send them
over to
Man to Man Radio on Facebook. Because they can turn it around, girl. They can do it. They can do it. Oh, my gosh. But make sure to follow us all by going to the Hot Topics Talk Radio website, hottopicstalkradio.com. The Hot Topics Talk Radio Network is sponsored by Shades of Africa in 2 locations in the city of Corona and in the city of Long Beach. Also sponsored by SPMG Media. Thank you, Ms. Gina Smith. And always making sure that the Hot Topics Talk Radio Network and Man to Man always continues to be relevant when it comes to media. So thank you, Ms. Gina Smith. Also, thank you to Mr. Reggie Kearney, editor-in-chief over at Urban Sentinel, as well as Ninth Island Cultural Club of Las Vegas. So thank you, everybody, for continuing to support the Hot Topics Talk Radio Network. And just make sure that you have a wonderful rest of your night, rest of the week, and a fabulous, fabulous weekend. We'll see you back here next week at the top of the week with Real World News Radio. We'll see you then. Have a good night, everybody. Everybody over here, everybody over there. God is live,
and let's go. go to work, or let's go to work, or let's go. Let's go to work, or let's go to work, or let's go to work, or let's go. Let's go to work, or let's go. Let's go to work, or let's go. Yeah.